There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. This is the only kind of holster I run. Only kind of holster I run. So, check them out. All right. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com, like I said. Throw him on hold, and we will go to him there, shotgun. Got a call coming in. Ah, okay. There we go. Okay. Joined now by Mike. What can we do for you, Mike? What's up?
Hey, I was wondering if you could comment on the short video clip that's circulating right now about the Spokane County Sheriff's Deputy who brags that the MRAP that they just received is for constitutionalists and, quote, gun nuts.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, the other day, I'm only questioning you, and I'm not trying to be adversarial, Bill, but you said that the police will be on our side, and I'm not really so sure about that.
You know, there's 497 sheriffs that have joined the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association of America.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at last count. That's the last time I looked at it. And that's sheriffs like David Clark out of Wisconsin and Chuck Wright out of Spartanburg, South Carolina. These are sheriffs that have vowed that nothing unconstitutional, no martial law, no nothing. They will deputize the entirety of their jurisdiction, and they will join in the fight. Most of the police that I run into, are just regular people trying to do a job. This guy that you're talking about, and I'll give you another example. There was a cop the other day in Houston, and they made an arrest of an open carrier, and as he walked up, he said, hey, I'm getting tired of all you open carry idiots. And the guy was recording it with his camera phone, and he tried to erase it. He took the phone from the guy and tried to erase the video. So do I think that they're bad cops? Sure I do. That police officer in that video that you're talking about, if he thinks that an MRAP makes them invincible, he's clearly lost his mind. He has clearly lost his mind.
I hope that the fact of the matter is all the military might of the United States could barely contain, keep Baghdad under control. They never fully secured Baghdad. So I don't know how a few hundred sheriff's deputies think that they would be able to control Seattle.
Well, I mean, the ratio to all police in the United States, to all people in the United States, is 1 in 19,000.
Mm-hmm.
We just saw it in Ferguson, Missouri. The police couldn't do, the police could take, they could hold people back at certain points, but they couldn't hold them back at large. With the LAPD, when Chris Dorner decided, the ex-LAPD cop who decided to go to war against the LAPD, that was just one guy. And he shook them to their core. They were shooting at anything that had a pickup truck silhouette and missing it. So,
yeah.
They shot at one pickup truck with two ladies delivering newspapers. They shot at it 122 times and hit a target twice. They did kill some other cars and a couple of buildings.
The odds are on our side that if we do get shot at by police, they're going to miss. But that's a good thing, and that is reassuring. And the other thing is, I looked at the website for the holsters that you like, the G code.
Yes, sir.
And I'm telling you, man, I'd really like to try one of those, but that is a confusing website with all the different nomenclature, the numbers, the letters. I'm like, wow, I kind of gave up after about 10 minutes. What is the one that you use for everyday carry?
I use the one that is called the OSH, which is the open top carry pressure screw, and I get it with a paddle.
Okay.
I get it with a paddle attachment. You can, I mean, they have a number that you can call, and you can just tell them what you want, because I agree with you. Like, I've got a couple of attachments to take those things and turn them into drop legs, and one's called a drop leg and one's called a mule. And I don't know what the difference is between both of them, so I just, whenever I have a question about that, I call them and say, what's the thing that looks like it hooks on here and it hangs down there and it's one piece? And okay. I'm sure they understand how confusing it can be just because of how modular it is. It's very modular, and nobody can memorize all that stuff. But on a daily basis, I either carry the OSH, and like I said, that's an open-top holster that has a retention screw, so you can tighten it up the way you want it, and I carry it with a paddle attached to it.
All right, I'll check it out. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your call.
Thanks.
Yeah, I saw that baby Huey police officer in Spokane. The constitutionalists and the gun nuts. Yeah, okay. The fact of the matter is that if things were to really blow up, they would be looking for us. They would not looking for us to come arrest us. They'd need our help. They would need our help in a big way. Big way. And never let the old Battle of Athens out of Tennessee slip by your mind when the whole police department decided to go against the city and, well, they got their head handed to them on a plate. Speaking of Dorner, the shooter in PA that shot at the trooper, or are you talking about the one that killed him? That killed the state troopers? Shot one and killed the other? He got caught. He got arrested after a very long chase. Very long chase. Here's the fact of the matter in the United States today. The harbingers of peace and law and order are the people. We don't keep it. We ensure it by being law-abiding. 99% of us are just good, law-abiding people. We make law and order a very easy thing to do because we don't want to break the law. And all these guys get out there like that baby Huey in Spokane that said, well, now that we have the MRAP, we can go against the constitutionalists and the gun nuts. Here's the thing. In ground operations, and MRAP is good because it can get you from point A to point B with some modicum of safety, okay? But at some point, you have to dismount. You have to dismount. Police are not allowed to mount guns on these things, I don't think. They're not allowed to have crew-served weapons on these vehicles. I'm sure at some point they will try if they're not already doing it, but when it's all said and done, in order for them to do anything, they have to throw open a door. So for all of you baby Hueys out there that think it's you against us, one, you're wrong. Two, you're going to lose. You might get me, you might get him, but one of us is going to get you. Just, you know, realize what you are. You're public servants. You took a civil servant's exam. You get to arrest people, you get to drive a car with a wild paint job on it, you got a badge, you got a gun that you can carry in the open that nobody's going to question you about. Understand your role in society, why don't you? You're not in Kansas now, Toto. Oh, no, you're out here with us. You're out here with us, and we're the ones that make it safe for you. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, January 19th, 2015, gold opened at $1,276.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,322.93, $661.47 for a half ounce, or $330.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,258.35, $661.47, and $330.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Check out the Scorpion line. It's not really out there yet. I've been carrying it around in the ISIS bag, and I strap it on and try it out. This is some really good stuff. Really good stuff. As far as carrying ammunition, it doesn't matter what angle you're drawing the ammunition from. If you have to pull it away, front, back, doesn't matter. It's going to come free. It's going to give, and then it's going to collapse on itself. It's beautiful. It's great stuff. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, this came out the other day. Wait for it. I got a twisted knob or two. Hang on. President Barack Obama's unilateral amnesty is unconstitutional. Arthur Schwab, a judge at a federal court in Pennsylvania, ruled that inaction by Congress does not make unconstitutional executive action constitutional. And Obama's executive action goes beyond prosecutorial discretions. It's legislation. See, here's the thing about amnesty. And we saw this with the last Pew Research poll that just came out. Black America's for guns. White America's for guns. Hispanic America, 25% of them are for guns. So, how do we stack the deck and make public opinion look like they don't like guns? Let's add some more Hispanics that have been here illegally all this time. Won't they be beholden to us in the liberal machine? What he's basically said is that 11, you know, he's talking about 5 million, but he's saying essentially 11 million people aren't going to get deported. He wants them to be in a position to vote. He wants them to be in a position to be citizens. And he wants them to, you know, turn Texas blue. He wants to turn a lot of states blue. And that's good, I guess. If you're a liberal, that's something to work towards. However, the problem is it's unconstitutional. That pesky thing that keeps revisiting him. Now, this case, they wrote that the court holds that Obama's November 20th executive action is unconstitutional because it violates the separation of powers and take care clause of the Constitution. This is going to be appealed by the Obama administration. Expect this to be a long, drawn-out fight. I hate that Boehner caved. Boehner needs to be replaced. They need to relieve him of his speakership duties. They need to have a new speaker in place. Jason Chaffetz would be a good one. Trey Gowdy would be a good one. They need to have a new speaker in place that will get up there and just lay it out, that will run the House the way it needs to be run, which the House holds the keys to the money box, you know. And every time Obama gets out there, they need to have a vote. And don't worry about the PR, please. You cannot appease the media. The media is going to hate you no matter what you do. No matter what you do, they're going to hate you. So live with the hate and do what's right for the country. Stop with this status quo elitist junk. I almost slipped and said a bad word. There's been three other lawsuits that have been filed against Obama's amnesty. One was filed by 24 states. The other was filed by Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Arizona. These will all, of course, go to the Supreme Court, which, once again, let me just simply say that I think the Supreme Court is the last group that should be the ones that are the harbingers of all things constitutional, because they have become political. They are driven by political agendas. I think the Supreme Court should be disbanded. I think we should hire a bunch of people that are almost sociopaths, that only live by a certain, and just tell them, these are the rules that you've got to enforce. Lay the Constitution in front of them, lay the Bill of Rights in front of them, and just let them uncompassionately look at things and make their rulings. Not a bunch of guys that get appointed by this president or that. The good thing is that this lower court judge can block the Obama action until the Supreme Court decides the issue. But once again, you know, I don't like that. That's like doing a toss-up in a basketball game. with two guys the same height. You don't know who has the better vertical leap. So I don't like making this a toss-up. The 2015 budget funds the amnesty. Thank you, Boehner, you crybaby. Relieve him of his stuff and let him go back to working on his tan. It is so glorious. Him and George Hamilton, they need to get together. Pennsylvania judge made his decision after the lawyer for an illegal immigrant said his client should not be repatriated, but should be allowed to stay in the United States because of Obama's amnesty. The Spanish-speaking 42-year-old Honduran national was caught driving while drunk in Pennsylvania. At the time, he was working for his brother's landscaping business. Fed officials decided to repatriate him, prompting his lawyer to seek sanctuary under Obama's amnesty. When quizzed by the judge, the administration tried to evade the issue by saying the amnesty isn't relevant to the Honduran's criminal conviction. They let go of criminals all the time. They let go of criminals all the time. The Fed has become the MS-13 recruiter for getting everybody out of El Salvador up here. That's just the way it is. So, you know, this. Well, of course, this has nothing to do with this criminal matter. This guy clearly got to go. Obama never had the constitutional power to grant amnesty to anybody. He never had it. He doesn't have it. He's not going to get it. And in the meantime, we got a couple of guys like Boehner and Graham and McConnell and some of these other guys that are out there just, you know, well, you know, he's the president. We should just do what he wants, and then that'll implode on him, and then we'll be able to win re-election because we'll be able to campaign against his unpopular policies. How about go make some of your own? How about go sit down with your constituents whom you represent? Find out what they're looking for. Find out how feasible that is to implement. And put together something of your own instead of waiting for them to make an unpopular decision so you can come out and say, well, we're again it. We don't like it at all here. So we're again it. Republicans need to remember it's not because of what they are that they got these majorities. It's because of what the Democrats are. They didn't do anything special. They just weren't Democrats. All right, we'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the VitaClay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com tells it all. These holsters have seen service all over the place. Those, when you try it, it's like that first fix of heroin. You're not going to go back to anything else. And it's not going to cost you any more than anything that you would buy at Academy Sports, any of those Blackhawk ones. Better holster, same price. Check them out. They're talking in the chat room right now about my senior senator, Lindsey Graham, running for president. Here's a couple things about Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is a... He stands for nothing. He stands for nothing. He stands for being against something. That's what he does. He doesn't have the look. I was making fun of this, but it's true. Graham can put on a suit that somebody cuts for him, and it looks like he bought it at Kohl's in the closeout section. He doesn't have the look, and he doesn't have the cred. He claims to be pro-gun, and he shows up at places, and he shows up with an AR-15, or as I call it, the Lindsey Graham photo op prop. And he shoots a magazine or something like that, and then he walks out and says, "See, pro-gun." So don't waste your vote on him, shall we? I was in the military for going on 7 years, right at 7 years when I got out, and I look at the military as I look at the military as one of the things I did well. And I look at the people in the military today as my younger siblings. And right now there's a lot of people that are savaging the whole thing regarding the two wars we had. Now, let's sweep aside just for a moment, if we can, whether or not they were justified. Okay? Once we commit troops, to the ground, we need to let them go and let them go do what they do. In the opening moments of Afghanistan, our spec ops people were wiping them out left and right. They were decimating Al-Qaeda. And then the follow-on people came on and they started getting in the way and everything else. Right now what we've got, Obama has been very unceremoniously increasing troop strengths there. Not by much, 1,500 there, 1,000 here. Retired three-star general Daniel Bulger has come out with a book appropriately called Why We Lost, arguing that it is he and his peer generals who are responsible for losing the wars. And the icing on the cake is that the Senate has released a report condemning the CIA for early years of enhanced interrogation techniques that implies the report amount to criminal torture. Now, the national media has paid very little attention to the troop increases. They've shown mild interest in General Bulger's mea culpa, and they've gone hog wild over the whole torture thing. And their whole problem with this is that most of these unengaged Americans don't care. Those of us that have been in the military, that rely upon intelligence, don't care how that intelligence is gathered. When you are responsible for troops, soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen, when you're responsible for them, Your first primary goal is your mission. Your second is your people, because you're probably going to have other missions. You need to conserve your people. Your people are trained to do what they do well. So when you send them out on a mission, if you send them out in a combat support role, everybody involved in that needs to know what's going on, no matter how they gather the information. If I were an Iraqi or an Al-Qaeda member and they had done to me what they did to some of these guys, that's not torture. That's psychological warfare, but it's not torture. Some of these enhanced techniques, I got no problem. I have no problem with them so whatsoever. And it's all of these armchair quarterbacks that are sitting out there. And they're they gummed up the situation. We have a better, very, very, very modern military. And because of the way they have operated this war, it's been 13 years against a 7th century ragamuffin rabble. And we're pulling back now and we're saying we lost. War is supposed to be vicious. I don't remember who, was it the Gurkhas? When the Gurkhas were attached to the British military, the Gurkhas had a little trick. They were called Gurkhas because of their knives. The Gurkhas would come up on a German foxhole, and if it had four German soldiers in it, they would behead the German soldiers and put the wrong heads on the wrong bodies. The next morning, when the Oberst would come up checking on his people, he'd see a bunch of mismatched bodies. That saps the will out of your opponent. Bill, that's terrorism. That's war. That's why they say war is hell. If you're going to be good at it, you're going to do some things that most people don't want to know about. destroying and killing your enemy is the business you're in. Breaking his will is the beginning. You've got to shatter that into millions of pieces. When you're dealing with an enemy that thinks nothing of taking children, Christian children, and cutting their heads off, should we be concerned with their sensibilities, or should we milk every bit of information out of them, no matter what it takes? Getting out there and putting troops on the ground, I say, get everything you can from them. And then go out there and do what you're trained to do. Forget common sense. Common sense has nothing to do with combat. Combat is a game of, it's psychological and it's physical and it's violent and it's fast and it's vicious. And the key to winning is to be more of those things than your opponent. And to drive him and drive him and drive him. That's just me as somebody that used to get put out there. I needed intelligence. I needed information. I needed it quick, and I needed it to be good and accurate. Because I had people that worked under me that were my subordinates, and on everything that I ever did, I was watching them, not to make sure that they were doing their job, because I knew that was happening, but to make sure they came back with me. If I was coming back, they were coming back. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 8442-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS80 today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary Stern.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, tacticalholsters.com. They've been with me for a long time. I have seen them. All of their initial product line is still there, and it's all good stuff, really good stuff. A cut above anything you'll find out there. But there's been two more generations since that occurred. And with each new generation that comes out, they continue to make inroads in innovation and in effective gear to carry your weapon or your ammunition. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I'm just about tired of zero tolerance when it comes to schools. I'm tired of educators wanting to be indoctrinators. I'll give you an example. In Kansas, at a Kansas elementary school, a student was threatened with a 168-day suspension for having a spent piece of brass from a round of ammunition. Read that to mean no bullet, no powder, and a dented primer in his pocket. He had been out with his mom shooting. He picked up the casing and put it in his pocket. They were sighting a rifle in. His family does a lot of deer hunting. They live in hunting country. Following day, it fell out of his pocket and as he was leaving the restroom at school. Another student saw this and reported the incident to a teacher. See how this is, you know, think Art Acevedo in Austin. Hey, let us know who's out there. We're the Stasi. This young man's name, his last name was Cameron. He was eventually called into the principal's office, which in turn called the boy's mother, Deanna Carlson. She was called into the school office where she saw her son had been crying. Ms. Carlson knew that that was not allowed and was not happy that he had that. She said she was told by Principal Gary Wheeler that the incident could lead to, I'm sorry, I misspoke, a 186-day suspension, but they could possibly reduce it to 5 days if he spoke to Superintendent James Hardy. Ms. Carlson said, I looked at him and I said, this is the wrong call. I could understand if this was a student who had multiple offenses, but there's nothing dangerous about what he had done. She feels like her son is being discouraged and looked down upon for being a boy. 6 months for a piece of brass. This zero tolerance policy is not safety. Okay? If you catch somebody with a pair of fingernail clippers, or they've gnawed a Pop-Tart into a shape of a L with a curve in the middle of it, or if they point their finger and go pew, 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 that's, and then you come down on them like a ton of bricks, that's not perpetuating safety. That's indoctrinating. Yeah, that's what it's doing. But it's not making it safer there. Because here's the fact of the matter. Unless you have armed personnel in place, whether they be police or armed teachers, in place in a school, anybody on any day, if they decide to do so, can walk into any school and shoot the place up. Period. It doesn't matter what kind of passive defense you've got in place, unless, of course, you surround it with a bank vault. They don't have the budgets to make these bulletproof. They can make them bullet resistant. But that doesn't mean proof. And you can go out and buy all of the, shield-sized whiteboards and all this other stuff that you want to that are bullet-resistant, have the bullet-resistant blankets and all this other stuff, and that's still not going to stop nothing. Getting out there and having zero tolerance for anything that looks remotely like or has anything whatsoever to do or spelled with the same letters as gun has nothing to do with safety. These people that are educators should know this. This is one of these things, you know, it's a mathematical problem, really. Spent piece of brass. Can't hurt nobody. As a matter of fact, all it's going to really be good for, I've been seeing a lot of people doing this, some people are taking spent brass and turning them into earbuds. Now, if you have a reloading press and some powder and a new primer and a new burette to stick in it, then you can make something out of it. But that's not what they found. They didn't find a live round of ammunition, which I question the problem if it's a live round. Live rounds, unless they're surrounded by a gun, are inert. I don't care how many times you've seen shoot 'em up. They are inert objects. They're a component that has to have another component in order to work. Without both components, it's inert. Without any bullets, a gun is a gun-shaped club or a walking stick or whatever. By them trying to demonize all things firearm, all they're doing is setting up the next generation of pants wetters who will live in fear, who will see people like me walking about with a gun and be fearful of me. Even though I don't know them, I mean them no harm. I don't want anything to happen to them, but I carry my gun so nothing will happen to me. They're going to be afraid to do that for themselves. They're going to be less reliant upon themselves. Oh, they'll become wards of the state. They'll continue through their educational career. They'll decide to go to college. They'll get into student debt that they're going to, it'll be till they're 80 years old, paying off. Wards of the state. Feeding the machine. That's what they want. I had two instances with my younger son. And this was before all of this other stuff had happened. First incident was that he got in trouble because a child was punching him. And finally, after he'd taken about three shots, he punched back in the second grade. And my youngest son was, he was all boy. So they wanted to suspend him. They had already suspended him for saying something about shooting somebody, just saying it. I understood that wasn't something he should have done. I didn't do anything about it. When they came back at this, then they were trying to characterize him as a troublemaker. I went to the principal who made the phone call to me, and I simply told her, I will have your head on a plate. He was defending himself. If he was the one that started it, you just told me that teachers saw her hit him three or four times before he hit back to stop it. Another time, they came to me about this same son, and they wanted to medicate him. My son had been before no medical professionals or anything else, and they were telling me that I had to have him medicated. And I just looked around the room, and everybody was telling me this because I think they thought that I was my son. And I simply asked them, who's going to make me? You're a second grade teacher. Are you also a psychologist or a psychiatrist as well? Do you have the qualification to make that call? The only way to fight this is for the parents to push back. Now, I know that there's, when I get out there and I say pants wetters, I'm not trying to denigrate people that might have an issue with things like that, but I'm using that as a connotation towards fear. This doesn't prepare these people when they're young to get out into the real world and deal with the real world, because the real world doesn't care about their educational background when they are confronted with it. And sometimes that real world confronts you in the form of a violent crime. There's two ways to deal with it. There's to be a victim, and there's to be a defender. Do the math. We'll do this again in about 22 hours. In between now and then, I want you to remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's only ever going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.